It's a typical lunch period at my high school. I greet my friend as she sits down at the table, the stress evident on her face. "I have a calc test next period and I want to die," she groans. I smile. "Don't worry, you'll be fine." It's the little interactions like this that numb you, have numbed me, to the worrying language used by my generation. She wants to die? Out of context, that would be incredibly worrying to me. But this is the humor used by my generation to cope with the ever-increasing stress pushed onto our shoulders. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention reports that 1 in 5 American children ages 3 through 17, about 15 million kids, have a diagnosable mental, emotional, or behavioral disorder in a given year. Some of the most common mental illnesses in young adults are depression and anxiety. Depression is often thought of as a deep, incurable sadness, but that's not necessarily true. Depression is not always negative feelings. It can be a lack of any emotion. It's not being able to feel anything, happiness or otherwise. It leads to a lack of interest in any sort of activities, even ones that brought happiness to that person in the past, like life has been drained of all emotion. An anxiety disorder can involve constant anxiety that can interfere with daily activities, like a job or schoolwork. It's different from simply being stressed over a test or an important meeting. Anxiety attacks or panic attacks can be triggered throughout daily life, leaving the person in a vulnerable situation. For some high schoolers, presenting in front of a class or an important exam could trigger a panic attack. Unfortunately, our schools still don't have great policies to deal with kids going through this. They're allowed to go to the clinic, but then they miss important instructional time or test time that they later have to make up, inconveniencing the student. There are many factors contributing to the massive problem of mental illness in my generation. For example, the romanticizing of mental illnesses on social media and in novels can lead to young minds believing that mental illnesses are cool or edgy. Another factor is the isolation and insecurities created by the perfected content on social media that we consume on a daily basis. We often forget that others only post the highlight reels of their life, making ours seem inadequate by comparison. This places a pressure on individuals to build an unattainable life of picture-perfect moments. Yet another factor is that some teens, or even older high schoolers, may feel as if they have to be stressed and anxious over school all the time in order to be a good student, especially at more competitive high schools. A more current factor that many students, including myself, are now paranoid over is the recent accelerated gun violence in schools, even though advocation for change is beginning to resolve that problem. But the biggest factor is the stigma around mental illness. Even though we've come a long way, both as a nation and as a world, there's still implicit shame surrounding mental illnesses. Therapy sessions are often looked at as unnecessary by my generation, with many young adults believing they can handle it themselves. Another reason that therapy isn't an option, especially for high schoolers, is the time that appointments take on a regular basis. I can speak from experience to tell you that high schoolers rarely have free time. Instead, trying to fill up every unoccupied minute with extracurriculars to put on their college resume. With the pressure of our future looming over us, we often put our own health, whether physical or mental, to the side. Mental illnesses can often feel overbearing and exhausting, but it is important to remember that there are steps we can take to help ourselves and to help others. To combat isolation, we must reach out to others through our faith or otherwise. If you are dealing with mental illness, please keep in mind that you have a congregation of supporters who care for you and want to help. If you are not currently battling with mental illness, please remember to be kind to others. You may not know their struggles. Defeating mental illnesses can seem impossible, and sometimes there is no permanent solution. But by making small adjustments to our lifestyles, by tearing down the stigmas that surround mental illnesses, and by reaching out to others, we can make a difference for those fighting mental illness. It is no longer enough to send thoughts and prayers. As Oscar Wilde once put it, the smallest act of kindness is worth more than the grandest intention. When we leave the service later today, bring your intentions with you and use them to change lives for the better.